Amanda.
And I'm Joe. This is Randomness Chat. And today we're going to be talking about strange deaths. There's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, isn't that like A Thousand Ways to Die?
No, that's a TV show. This is not A Thousand Ways to Die. This is just some of the strangest deaths.
Okay, are any of them from A Thousand Ways to Die?
I don't think so. I didn't really Google it. I'm going to be honest with you.
You should have at least Googled it.
Why?
Because, you know, I remember one specific part in that TV show. It was when the guy, he had a cleaner. I think it was chemicals. Pour chemicals in the toilet. And then he was a smoker. He put his cigarette in the toilet. And then the toilet exploded and he went boom.
Well,
and that's how he died.
I remember one where, like, this dude got by a spider and he had, like, the longest erection possible and he died because of it.
Yes, I've heard about that one.
But first...
Got a little boyfriend says that if that's one way he wants to die, and then he wants me to come over and then just, yeah.
You know, that sounds like a lot.
No, I mean, it wouldn't be a bad way to die, I don't
think. First, we're going to talk about a Chinese zoo, Miranda.
A Chinese zoo?
Yes. So, a Chinese zoo covered up a leopard escape, and they sent out 100 chickens to go hunt for leopard. Well, for the leopard.
Wouldn't the leopard go and chase the chickens?
Apparently, they're sending them out as bait. And leopard has yet to get any of the bait as of, you know, the 14th.
That means that all the chickens are gonna die.
I mean, they just sent 100 live chickens.
The chickens are gonna die.
But, I don't know. But, how the headline read and how I took it is that they're sending the chickens out to go hunt for this leopard.
Yeah, and the leopard's gonna find them, and then the leopard's gonna eat the chickens.
I thought it was going to be like a leopard versus chicken scenario.
Yeah. But you see, a chicken is like yay hee and yay big. And then a leopard is this like big giant thing compared to the chicken.
Yeah, well, you know, the chicken can still peck the leopard, Miranda.
And all the leopard's going to have to do is open his mouth and then swallow him whole.
Well, I guess if that's what you want to call it, I... like the fact that the leopard may, you know, survive. Well, the chicken might survive and beat up the leopard.
I don't think that would be.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a thing that could happen.
Are you thinking of David versus Goliath?
It will be a David versus Goliath type moment.
I do not think so.
Yes, when the, you know, chicken puts the final peck into the leopard. Because the guy just pecked the eye out. Bam, pecked the eye. Like, leopard can't see.
How smart are actual chickens?
I think they're pretty smart.
I guess it would depend on how smart chickens actually are.
I don't know. I would imagine they're kind of smart.
That's not always meaning that they are smart.
I mean, all they gotta do is just peck.
That's all they ever do. Chickens. Cluck, 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 cluck.
Yeah, but exactly. So there you go. They peck the leopard back to the pen.
All the leopard's gotta do is run around it, make it dizzy, and then peck.
My thing is, the article said that, like, they kept the leopard under wrap. Like, they kept the people from knowing that the leopard was escaped all weekend. So there's a random-ass leopard running around China. And the zoo, and people sitting there's like, where's the leopards? And the zoo sitting there's like, oh, yeah, there it's sleeping.
That means the leopard's gonna get to the people.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you know, they're taking a nap. Come back later. It's like, I'm back three times.
One missing later. Person?
It's like later. They're eating. I don't know.
That's where you get the leopards to eat them, and then there's no more questions.
They don't have control of the leopards, or the leopards would be in the pen.
It would eat sooner or later. It would get hungry.
Apparently they can't hunt. Because they've been in captivity all their life.
Is that how that goes?
I guess. That's what the article says. They're scared that the leopard's going to die.
I'm hoping the leopards aren't stupid enough that they would go back.
I mean, if you capture the leopard, there's not really much choice that the leopard has.
Yeah, but it will sooner or later go back. I mean, my dog's smarter than that.
Just not necessarily.
It once it runs away, it'll come back.
Oh, the developer hasn't came back yet. I think they tried that method, Miranda.
Well, then that just means it's a stupid leopard. And then leopard maybe the chicken will go because the leopard's stupid.
The leopard is not meant to be in captivity, Miranda. That's the point. They are meant to be out in the wild. They're not going back to the place that holds them inside a cage all day.
Well, then they better learn to fight for themselves.
Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you, Miranda. All I know is that chickens are out hunting leopards.
So it's gonna go a dying?
Which one, the chicken or the leopard? Well, they're both gonna die, both. I guess.
I'd say
now
both.
Now you got a leopard and 100 chickens to look out for.
The leopard's gonna go for the chickens, and then the chickens are gonna die, but the leopard doesn't know how to do it, so it's gonna get eaten by something bigger.
What? Who was eating the leopard?
Buzzard.
A buzzard? That's if they die. You do realize that, right?
The buzzard's not gonna know how to hunt or drink.
Now the buzzard doesn't know how to drink. Hunt.
Oh, sorry. The not cheetah.
The leopard.
Leopard. Leopard won't know how to hunt or find food, so it's gonna starve and it's gonna dehydrate. It's gonna go to the ground and then the buzzard's gonna go pecking at it and eating it.
I don't think that might happen, actually. Every day this leopard's not found, it's happening. So if you see a random-ass leopard going around, I guess in China, let the zoo know. They might be able to, you know, capture the leopard back.
And not get eaten by a buzzard.
Yeah. I don't know where I am in China. I did not read that far into the article. I read the article, but I'm too tired to figure it out.
I live in the United States, so I really don't care. It's not eating me anytime soon.
Oh, trust me. You know what? Let me release a leopard around here.
You're not going to do that.
I will.
No, you're not.
Free the leopards.
I know where you live, and it's not. You're not going to make it follow you, so I'm just going to follow you until it's done.
No, what I'm going to do is I want to tranquilize the leopard, put him in the back seat of my car, drive him up to here, and then let him loose right in your yard.
No, because I'll still go to your yard.
Oh, no. Sorry. I'm going to put him in your car. You can't drive me.
So I just won't open my car.
But you can't drive me with the leopard in your car.
We have other cars.
Oh, no. All those are going to be down. It's just going to be your car.
We got other cars. We got a mom car. We got a brother's car. And we got a grandpa car.
Oh, no. They're all going to be down.
They're all going to be down?
Yes.
Are you going to slash the tires?
I'm going to pull all the brakes off all of them.
You can drive without brakes.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna take the engine out. Can't go without an engine.
Have an engine in my.
I hope you have an engine in your car. Do not.
Well, so the thing.
That's how the car goes. Do you not have an engine?
No, my battery's in my trunk. That's what I was thinking.
You're thinking that because you have a battery in your trunk, you don't have an engine?
No, I was thinking my engine might be in my trunk.
Your engine's not in the trunk. Your engine's up front.
Yeah, I know. I remembered. But I was thinking since my battery's in my trunk, the engine might be in my trunk.
Why would your battery be in the trunk?
It just is.
That's a little bit of a weird place to put a battery.
Don't ask me. I'm not the one that makes the car. I just know it's in the trunk.
Well, you know why they did that, though. It's so that way, if your battery goes dead, it's easier to jump the car.
No. No, it's not. Because the only way, if your car is locked, this happened during college. If your car's locked, and the only way to actually, your car's dead, you open the
door?
Yes, the door with the key, and then everything's like done for, so any buttons you press is not gonna work because
the trunk button should work.
It didn't.
Well, then, you know, that's when you go through the back seat. There's usually like a little pull lever thing you can use.
We couldn't find it.
It's on top of the trunk.
We couldn't find it.
How'd you get the car jumped?
My aunt came around. She actually showed us like two little thingies that are actually in the front that we didn't know about. The red and black wire thingies, and she jumped it for us, but it took like hours to find it.
To took hours to find this.
Yes.
The part's very small.
Yeah, but the thing is, we all tried to get the battery from the trunk first.
I don't know.
And it took hours to figure that out.
It took hours for you to figure out where your stuff is.
We're college students, and we've never actually did it all on our own. And there was, like, a whole bunch of us.
You guys go to college, and you can't figure out how to start a car.
We're still learning, okay? This is why we're in college. So
I don't think they learn about that kind of stuff in college.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
No, that's why you go to college, you get the experience, and you learn.
You get the experience. Did it have an auto shop that you take a class in, Miranda?
No, it just happens to you, and then you can't call anybody, so you have to figure it out yourself.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that, Miranda.
It's your own experience.
Your own experience? You know, I learned how to jump a car pretty early on.
I know how to jump it. I just didn't know it was in the front and not the back, because I only knew my...
Did you not try Google? Is Google not a real thing for you?
I thought I could only do it by the battery, but the battery was in the trunk, and we couldn't get it in the trunk.
Did you not type in how to jump a Chevy Cobalt?
Wouldn't that be by the battery?
I mean, there could be other ways. As you said, there was another way.
I didn't think there was another way. I only thought of the battery.
I would have still Googled it to make sure.
I only thought of the battery, and the battery was in the
you
trunk.
You have
That's all
information at your fingertips.
We even had the book. We was looking through the book and seeing where the...
So you had the book.
We had the book. We was actually looking in the book, seeing where the string would be so we can pull down the seats.
So you had the book.
Yes.
With you.
Yes.
And not decide, hey, you know, how about I check in the car's dead section? Let's make sure that it can be jumped by in the trunk.
Well, the battery's in the trunk, so he's trying to get in the trunk.
You just decide, oh, yeah, there might be something up front, but I don't know. We'll just go check the trunk.
No, I think my aunt said, try to pop your trunk by, like, an hour after or something. But you never know. And then she finally found something.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Fucking, I wonder how long you'd still be there trying to sit there and pop a trunk.
Probably the next day.
You'd try a whole day to pop a trunk?
Yeah, it was like 6 o'clock at... Yeah, I would say 6 o'clock at...
I'd give up within 2 hours. Like, you know what, it's the Earth's car now.
I think it was like about 7 o'clock by the time we were done, 8 o'clock.
I don't know about you.
It was an interesting time.
Alright, well, you know what? Speaking of interesting times, we're going to take a break to get with the ad of the show. And then we're going to be talking about deaths. These people, on the other hand, did not have an interesting time.
Oh, I got a joke for you when we come back.
Alright. Then, you know, we'll be back. And we're back!
Okay, so, joke time. First, story time. Our grandpa died 7 days before... my birthday,
Is
right?
that the joke?
No, that's not the joke. But...
Plus, that's a pretty morbid joke.
No, that's the truth. Like, our grandpa died 7 days before my...
I didn't even know the punchline.
But, that's not the point. The question is, how did he die?
I'm pretty sure he just had a heart attack.
No, he fell and couldn't get up.
Wow. Okay, well, you know, sorry for those insensitive people out there, you know, with grandpas who just died.
He fell and couldn't get up.
I'm pretty sure he was sleeping.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
I'm 99% sure he was sleeping.
That's not what I was told. I was told, like, he fell and really just couldn't get up.
You know what? AARP should sponsor this segment, then. They do not. Is that the one who does it? Or is that Life Alert?
I think Life Alert does.
What's AARP then?
I don't know.
Yeah, if anyone knows what AARP is, you know, that would be helpful.
I know Life Alert, you have the little button and then you press it and then they come and help you.
I'd hate to see what some of those calls are going to be.
Help! I fell and can't get up.
No, I'm talking about like more of the horny grandpas who, you know.
Oh, please no.
Yeah, they're going to sit there. It's like Life Alert is like, what are you wearing? It's like, just clothes.
Pants
and a shirt. What else would I be wearing? It's like, I was just lonely and I wanted to talk.
Jake from State Farm.
You can't do that. No, I gotta pay State Farm. See, now I gotta pay people. You see what you do to me?
No, you know.
Yes.
It's just Jake from State Farm. He's wearing khakis.
Yeah, there you go. See, now I gotta really pay him.
Okay. I just love that commercial.
You know what? If I get a letter from them, you're paying them.
Sorry, there is no Jake from State Farm. Oh, he was black once.
He still is.
Yeah, but he was white first.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know. He was white, and then next thing you know, he was black.
I don't know how that works, and we're not getting into that discussion. We're talking about death. And the first thing is, Miranda, what is the strangest death you can think of? How would you want to die?
How would I want to die?
Yes.
I want to die in my sleep. Can't feel anything.
Mm-hmm. What happens if someone's like suffocating you in your sleep, and then like you wake up?
I don't want to wake up. That's the thing. I just want to sleep.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though. Like, if someone's suffocating you.
No, then you're not dying from your sleep.
You don't.
You're not dying in your
so
sleep.
So you want a heart attack in your sleep, pretty much.
I mean, that's how great-grandma died, I'm pretty sure.
I think so. I don't know. I wasn't there.
No, but sound peaceful.
Sound peaceful?
Yeah.
You mean peacefully, like,
soundly peaceful? I was told she took one breath and she was done.
Like peace and quiet, or like not sound peaceful.
Like she wasn't shaking, like she was crazy. And hurting.
I think that's epilepsy.
Yeah, but you can still do that with like a heart attack. I think.
I don't think very many people are shaking around when they're having a heart attack. They just kind of, you know, grab their heart and they fall.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I haven't really seen a heart attack like in real life person.
I don't think so either.
I know I haven't actually. I can. Throw that into guaranteed.
But I've seen my dad, I think, have a seizure.
Yeah, see, that's what drugs did you, Miranda.
I don't even know if it was drugs.
It probably was.
Maybe.
On your father. On your father, it was definitely drugs.
I don't know. He was just walking the one way. He fell instantly, shook some, got straight up, kept walking.
That's road dedication right there.
Like nothing happened.
That's road dedication. That's when you know you're used to it.
At least he didn't die.
Yes.
Okay, back to the death.
How is he doing? I haven't talked to him in like years.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in years.
So he could be dead.
No, he's not dead.
You haven't talked to him?
No, but he did stop by like yesterday or whatever. Said, do I have mail? I said no. Gave him a hug.
That means you talked to him yesterday. You can't say...
A couple days ago.
You can't say, oh, yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while. It's like, oh, yeah, but yesterday he came by. I didn't say hi. It's like...
Well, I mean, it's not like I hang out with him. It's just...
Well, yeah, where are you guys going to hang out at?
Food. He buys me food. Yeah, he's a father.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. We go get breakfast every now and then. He buys me breakfast because he's my father.
Was he the one that was showering at Planet Fitness? Like, he bought a membership just to shower there?
Probably not.
No?
I don't think my dad would even go near Planet Fitness.
Well, he just goes in there for the shower. Because I heard there was someone, I think around Sandusky area, that bought a membership just to take showers and, you know, sleep on their benches in the in the locker room.
He probably just buys a bar of soap and then stands out in the outside in the rain and then scrubs.
Does he take a shower?
I don't know. Ask him.
We'll get him on the show.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I want to get your mother on the show.
No. What? We are not doing that.
I don't know. We'll talk about it next week. We'll talk about that next week.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Conversation's done. No.
No, we'll talk about that next week.
We're not doing that.
I think we should.
We are not.
All right, Miranda. So, you ready for all this death facts I'm going to give you?
Sure.
Tons of them.
My family's good.
I'm right here.
You're not my only family.
Like, 3 people died. 4 people.
Yeah. Within, like, a week of my birthday.
Yes. Well, that's bad luck on you. They didn't die near my birthday, so, you know, I know I didn't do anything to God to make him mad
at me. A week before my birthday. A day before my birthday. And then a day on the day of my birthday.
What you get for losing your virginity? Bet you next time you learn.
I didn't lose my virginity until, like, 3 months later.
God knew.
No, it was, like, 5 months later.
God knew.
No.
Is he now all-knowing?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's what you, like, where your university believes. That's what I'm going with.
I ready never for, knew how that worked, so.
You ready continue. For all the death?
Sure.
There's a ton of it.
Sure.
Like, I got figures for you, Miranda, for some of these.
Sure.
And other ones I just didn't care about.
Sure.
Okay, I need you more hyped up.
Let's go!
No.
Yes, there you go. That's what I'm expecting. This is not no sad topic, Miranda. We're going to give these people glorified dignity.
I just told them a whole bunch of stories about my grandpas.
Yes, I know. I heard you.
And I made a joke about one.
Yeah, no, this is glorifying death.
Grandpa died.
I know he died.
He fell and couldn't get back up.
I know, I heard.
He wanted a soda but couldn't get it.
I didn't know he wanted a soda. I wanted coffee.
Grandpa didn't really drink coffee.
Yes, he did. Mm. Well, I know he did. I lived with the man for years. I know what he drunk.
I know one of them.
All right, you ready for the first bit of death?
Sure.
God, I want you to guess this.
Okay.
How many people die by falling out of their bed?
Out of their bed?
Yes.
20,000. I fall out of my bed a lot.
Are you dying by falling out of your bed?
Oh, no. I probably could have. I had, like, a higher... So, it was a higher bed. It was not a, bunk bed, but it was as high as a bunk bed.
So, it was a bunk bed.
But it had a little... No, it wasn't a bunk bed. Bunk bed has two beds. It was just... as high as a bunk bed. It was a high bunk.
It was a high bed. So. Okay.
Okay. And I was little. I was probably 8 or 7. And there was a little railing, but not too big. And then I fell off. And next thing I knew, somebody was waking me up because I was on the floor.
Ah. Well, how many people do you think died from falling out?
Probably 20,000. I might be one of them one day.
It's 450 people a year die. From falling out of their bed, Miranda. 20,000 people.
There's like, 7 billion people in the world?
Yeah, 450 of them die by falling out of their bed every year.
I might be one of them one day.
I want to know how you're dying by falling out of your bed.
That I'm going to get skill. Old and crippled and then fall out of my bed.
That takes
bed.
Some skill.
I'm going to die by falling and not be able to get back up.
All right, Miranda. So,
that's one of my favorite things.
So, I got a next one. I want you to try to figure out this number again.
Okay.
Okay. How many people do you think die by getting hit by a coconut falling off of a tree?
50?
150, so you're a lot closer than last time. That's why I'm not going to Hawaii.
I think I still want to go to Hawaii.
I can die from a coconut falling off a tree and hit me in the head.
I can die from a ladder. Just falling off a ladder.
What are you doing on the ladder?
I don't know. Whatever I want to know
what you're doing on this ladder that you're falling off of it.
I don't know. Half the time I don't even use the ladder. I just climb up whatever I need to climb up.
See, yeah, no. I think getting hit in the head with the coconut's a lot more... You know.
No, because whatever I'm climbing up, I could always just easily fall and then hit my head and then bust open and blood gushes out and then I die from loss of blood.
So would you rather get hit, fall off of this tall thing or get hit in the head with the coconut to die?
Probably fall off the...
I'd rather get hit with the coconut.
I feel like there's a coconut song that I want to sing. I just don't have one.
Okay, well, then we're going to move on. Because no one wants to hear you sing a coconut song. Okay. So, now this one. I'm going to say the name, and I'm going to butcher the last name. Are you ready for this, Miranda?
Okay.
Undertaker. Not the Undertaker. You know, Dang. Not the professional wrestler Undertaker, because he's still alive.
Dang.
But
that we know of.
I know he's alive. No
have
one's,
you seen him lately?
I have not personally,
then you do
but
not know he's alive.
I would imagine he's alive for us. You know, there'd be this big thing about Undertaker dying.
His plane could have just crashed.
That's horrible, Miranda.
We're talking about death.
Talk about someone's plane. It's like, oh, it could just crash. I know it crashed because I'm the one who put the wrong coordinates in there and it's going to crash.
His plane crashed at 10:38.
Well, it's 11:34, so I think we'd know something by now.
Okay, it crashed at 11:33.
Yeah, you know, are you behind Kobe Bryant's death too? Is this what you're saying?
No, I'm pretty sure people think sometimes that they're hidden in like a secret island where they're actually all alive.
I'm pretty sure Kobe Bryant and his daughter are dead.
Did they find his body?
Yes, in the plane. In the actual plane. Well, you know, he died.
Maybe he was faking it. Haven't you seen it in movies?
Okay, let's see. I don't even know where I was. Oh, yeah, The Undertaker. Mark Borgiade.
Wait, what's The Undertaker's actual name?
Mark Calloway.
It's close.
But it's not there. Mark Borgiade was crushed by his own coffins. That's how he died.
His own coffin?
Yeah, you know, like coffins.
Like vampire?
Like, when you get die, you have caskets or coffins, you get buried in one, he was crushed by them, and died.
How do you do that? Oh, he's an undertaker.
Yeah, he's an undertaker. Like, the job profession, not the wrestler.
I was just thinking, he was trying to get buried. What? While he was dead, but he's already dead.
Why so is he trying to get buried when he's dead? Well, I hope he's getting buried. I hope he rests in peace. Rest in peace.
I didn't understand how he was dying from a vampire's living place.
They all, I think the coffins are wooden and caskets are like not wooden. That's what I always figured.
I don't know.
I honestly don't know. I would imagine they're all wooden.
They're about the same for me.
They're about the same?
Yeah, they both have dead people in them.
Well, not when they first build them, Miranda.
But sooner or later, there's going to be a dead person in it.
Yes.
Either a vampire or just somebody that is actually not breathing.
I don't think vampires are real.
You never know.
We should do an episode on vampires.
They're bats.
They're bats?
Yeah, like, they turn into bats.
We'll think about doing an episode on vampires. I don't know.
We're mythical creatures.
I want to do Monster Erotica. That's where we're going to go.
Okay, we'll do one on mythical creatures.
Monster Erotica.
Mythical creatures.
It will be mythical, all right.
It will be mythical creatures, and then he will show up some sooner or later.
Who?
Whoever you just said. I can't.
Monster Erotica is mythical creature porn, Miranda.
What?
Monster Erotica is mythical creature porn. So it'd be like fucking Loch Ness Monster and, you know, Bigfoot.
Why do you want to talk about that?
I don't know. It seems fun.
I thought it was like a, like,
what did you think it was?
Like, Monster, Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster is the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, but I was thinking it was something like that.
Oh, man. Keep posting, because we will be doing a Monster Erotica episode. It will get sexy.
No.
I will wear my sexy pants for that one.
No, he will not.
I will.
No, he will not.
Why not?
Because they can't see, but I can.
You know what? They'll know. They'll know.
No, they will not.
I'll talk in a sexy voice
no,
like this.
No, you will not.
Oh, yeah, the whole time.
No, you will not.
NPR.
I will get Dakota.
Public radio voice.
No, I will get Dakota.
When Nessie.
Next.
Okay, next one.
Next.
Is getting crushed by your partner.
Like, completely?
Well, like, if like they roll over on you and you just suffocate and die, or, like, I guess getting crushed during sex. I don't know.
That just means you can't do it with a 600-pound person.
Apparently you can't do it with a 400-pound person, what I learned from 1,200-pound sisters, or what's that called?
1,000 pound sisters.
Yeah, there you go.
But with a 100 pound person, they don't belong with a 300 pound person.
No.
No, you're gonna get crushed.
Don't tell people who to love.
You're gonna get crushed.
Don't tell people who to love, Miranda.
Then the 600 pound person better be on bottom.
I would imagine they're on bottom. I don't think the 600 pound person is going on top.
Well, you never know. Just gonna be up there.
No, if they were going on top, you know, they would not be 600 pounds, I think.
They need their exercise, though.
That is what I've heard. That is one of the best exercises. Works out every muscle of your body.
Maybe.
Works out a lot of the muscles, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure not your brain.
Oh, it does.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How does it work out your brain?
Sex works out your brain.
How?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
It doesn't.
Am I a scientist?
Well, if you don't know how, then it doesn't. Because
trust me, if I was a scientist, I would not be sitting here right now talking about people getting crushed by sex.
But it would not do it by the brain. The brain is like thinking, like...
Yeah, that means it's working out. If it's thinking...
What are you thinking about during it?
About how fast I can get off? I don't know. That's... Like, hey, this is kind of fun. It's like, you know, I want some tacos after this.
No, that's not working it.
That's not working my brain?
No, because it's like, you have to, like, keep trying to memorize it. And are you really going to try to memorize stuff while you're doing...
What are you memorizing? Are you playing a game? Are you reading a book?
See that?
You're sitting on bottom. It's like, oh, yeah, harder. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to flip this page. What are you memorizing over there?
That's working the brain. But if you're just going, that's not working the
brain.
Is
that what you do? You sound like a dog?
I'm not doing what I do right here. That is a no. Do
not. You sound like a dying seal.
Ask my boyfriend.
Oh, we will when you get him on the episode.
No. No, you will not.
Now make sure that's a question.
No, you will not. No.
Does she sound like a dying seal?
No. No, you will not. Next.
I don't even worry. Oh, okay, I'm right here. I found where I was.
Next.
I wrote down, you know, I made this
Next.
I made this nice note, and I can't keep track because I'm thinking about dying seals.
Next.
I need to just calm down.
You're the one that wanted me to get excited about this.
You're a little too excited. I need you to calm it back down.
You can't say, oh, get excited, and then don't get excited. That's not how that works, Joey.
You can still be excited, just a little
That's
more
not
calm.
How that
a
works.
A little calm.
We are talking about death. You want me all the way up here, you all want me all the way down here.
Happy medium.
There's no happy medium.
There's always a happy medium.
There's never a happy medium.
So this one, are you ready for it?
Sure.
How many people do you think are killed by champagne corks a year?
To
24 people. You're nowhere near.
Should have stuck with 50. How do you think that happens?
Well, like, you know, when you shake up the thing, you know, and then you pop off the top, the cork just goes flying.
Wait,
the head.
You have to shake it first?
A lot of people do to celebrate. And
it
like
just
all
popped
fizzes
it off.
Up. Well, no, if you want like to spray everywhere, you shake it up.
Oh.
Like in celebration.
Yeah, but then you gotta clean it up.
Not if you do it outside. Let the rain clean it.
I've never seen somebody do it outside.
I was just at a wedding where they did it. Outside.
I've never seen it. People do it outside.
Yeah, people do it outside.
I've never seen it.
I think in NASCAR they do it outside.
They drink it in NASCAR?
No, they pop the champagne. Like, when they do a, like, when they win.
I don't think that... Oh, no, I've seen the ending, but he didn't drink.
No, I'm champagne. Not saying about drinking. I'm talking about popping the top and, like, watching it fizz all over the place.
I've never seen that.
Did they on Talladega Nights?
They've been inside, not outside.
No, he was outside. I remember.
I've never seen
it. I just seen the movie 3 days ago.
I've never seen it outside.
I'm telling you, there is people who do it outside.
I've just never seen it outside.
Yeah, I was about to say, people do it outside. Like, if I ever do it, I'm doing it outside, so I don't have to clean the mess.
I've never seen it outside.
I'm just saying. People do it outside, and, like, 24 people die from it, so stop it.
Just saying, I've never seen it outside. But now the question is, that we never got to, how do you think that happens?
I thought it said they, like, the cork hits their head because it's going at such a fast rate.
Oh. That's it?
I don't know.
I was thinking it, like, hits the eyeball and, like, grouches it maybe. All out.
Well, I mean, if you can live without an eyeball.
Yeah, but you don't get to the place quick enough.
I always figured it just knocked people in the head and cracked their skull.
I mean, I don't know.
And they die by the fall. Let's try it. Okay, I'll shake up a champagne bottle outside. I'll aim it at you and let's see what happens.
No. We'll do it to the kitty.
Not to my cat. I'll just that ugly right of yours.
No, you will not. We'll do it to your cat. Not my dog.
To your little rat.
No, it's a dog.
Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
This one, next one is a suicidal man who threatened to kill himself with a knife is shot dead by the police. Yeah, so yeah, I guess he got his way either way. But suicide by cop, you know.
But if he was trying to be suicidal, wouldn't they not shoot him?
They did, Miranda. I don't know. I was not there. I don't even know the person's name.
Does that mean he was probably black and the cops were white?
Wow, Miranda. We're not getting to that one. We're not getting there. No. We're moving away from that topic really quickly. Let's say if he had 8 bullet holes in his back and then, you know, that fucking worst case of suicide they've ever seen.
That one's a quick one.
Yeah, no, we're not getting there.
I don't understand how you, if you were trying to stop somebody from doing suicide, you would at least shoot their, like,
what if they did shoot their leg and, like, they bled out of their leg, Miranda?
They're cops. They should know how to stop it.
I don't think they're allowed to. Like, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
It's better than shooting them dead.
Yeah, you know what? He wanted to die. So, either way, he got it with his wish.
He was probably black and the cops were probably white.
8 bullet holes in the back, I guess. I don't know. Worst case suicide they ever seen, Miranda.
Should we say our sorries?
No, we're saying at the end. You know, we say our sorries at the end.
It started off good where I didn't have to say sorry. But
oh, no, like you already had to say sorry like 3 different times.
Yeah.
All right, so this next one is eating too many carrots.
Oh, is that when they turn orange?
Yeah, I've like heard. Your liver fails and stuff like that. And you die by eating too many carrots.
If I turned orange, I think I'd be okay with it.
No, you wouldn't because you'd be on the ground dead.
But you would be orange.
Dead orange.
My favorite color is orange.
Yeah, when you're dead, maybe. Is that how you want to go now? Do you want to eat too many carrots that you die?
I actually don't like carrots that much.
Well, then I guess you'll never be orange unless you're Donald Trump and then you get a spray tan.
I ain't doing that either.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Haven't you ever seen Final Destination?
Yes, I have. I own them.
Well, then you're not getting a tan.
Yeah, no, that was sad. Well, you get spray tan.
A spray tan still doesn't seem fun.
I'm sorry if you want to burn to death in a tanning bed.
I am not. Yeah. I'll just do it natural.
That's bad for you, too.
I run.
I'm just saying, that's like you get skin cancer from that, too.
No matter what you do, it's probably bad for you.
I'm just saying.
No matter what you do, it's probably bad for you.
Just
so
saying.
It doesn't even matter.
Just saying.
Goodness gracious.
Where are we at? Oh, this one's one of my favorite ones.
Just let you know, we're all going to die sooner or later, so you might as well just go the best way possible.
Yeah, I guess that's the end point of this of this whole episode, but, you know, we got a few more to go. You ready for this one, Brandon? I think this is my favorite one.
Sure.
So this kid was swung by his ankles by a clown and hit his head and died.
The killer clowns?
Not the killer clowns from outer space, no, but regular clown.
From 2016?
No. This was like 1836.
Should have been 2016.
No, but he was swung by his ankles and died because he hit his head.
It's a lot of hitting heads. Basically, you're going to die if you hit your head.
Not necessarily. I hit my head all the time and I'm still alive.
Barely.
That is true. But, you know, still, don't you hit your head all the time?
Yeah, I did it just, like, the other day at work.
See, there you go.
It hurt, though.
Just, if you get swung by a clown, make sure there's no walls around you where you just hit your head.
You know, the thing is, you should probably just try to hit their no-nos, and then you both will fall, and hopefully you just don't fall on your head.
Well, I mean, I would imagine it was like some kind of, like, oh, let me spin you around for your birthday. I'll do 10 spins. 1, 2, 3.
By your ankles?
Yep. By the third one, he hit his head and died. So he's just swinging around a dead person for the other.
I don't think you do it by the ankles. I've always heard it by, like, the wrist, the shoulders.
But this is also 1836. Give those people props. They didn't, you know, they tried a new thing and a kid died because of it.
No!
Yeah. That's how we know not to swing people by their ankles anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ready?
Next.
This one. Walking through a closed glass door and being cut to death. That's not funny.
Yes, it is. I would have bad luck with it. You know what I imagine? One of those spinning around glass doors.
This one's closed. It's not spinning.
That's what I imagined, though. And then, like, you go too fast or something, and then you smack your head in it, and then you just fall, and then it's still going, and then it makes your face, like...
How high up are these doors that you're walking through?
It makes your skin just, like...
How high up are these doors? Are they, like, molding to your body? Is there, like, a knife in the end? I know your exact body.
No. They're straight flat. But if people are trying to push through, and then you're on the ground because you're unconscious because you hit the door so hard.
They'll just push you. They don't rip your skin off.
You never know.
I'm pretty sure I know.
Have you tried it?
Personally, no, but I can...
There you go!
I can use the thing. It's not going to cut
you
my skin off because it's too low to the ground.
You have not tried it. Put your hand down and then try it.
I'm going to put my whole body down if I'm going to try it.
Okay. But make sure your hands are first.
No. Why would I make my hands first?
Because then I might win.
That'd be a dumb idea.
Exactly. You're just going to lay out. You can't pick the spot that you want to lay out.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Why can't I?
Because you're going to knock yourself out.
Okay, I'll actually knock myself out with the door. I'll make sure my hands are in my pocket so that.
That's not how that's gonna work. You're not gonna know you're gonna knock yourself out. So you don't know that, and you're gonna be in like running form.
Oh, why am I running through a door that's revolving?
I mean, you just wanted to like keep running around it.
That's how the doors break, is that?
I don't know, I just always wanted to do it.
Next time we see a door, you can go do it.
I know where one is, it's at the hospital.
There's one at Friendship, and they won't kick you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, on 250.
I need to go there.
Yeah, it's a revolving door. You can run through there, and you know they won't kick you out like they would a hospital. Because you know they don't care.
But we're talking about death, so we gotta go to the dead people.
The dead people are not the hospitals. Are people that are trying to live. You won't go to the morgue if you won't go to the dead people.
They're not all going to live, so you might as well go to the dead people.
Ouch. Okay. This next one.
You just got to find the right room.
The owner of the world's longest beard tripped on it and broke his neck.
Beard?
Beard.
You should have shaved that a long time ago.
Well, he wanted the world's longest beard.
Should have shaved that a long time ago.
And I had the world's longest beard.
That's just gross.
And then he tripped and died.
Good for him.
Why would it be good for him?
Because it's gross.
Does your dad have a long beard now or something like that?
Probably. If he doesn't take a shower, he ain't gonna shave it.
You just seen him 3 days ago. Did you not see?
Like I said hi. He asked if he had mail. I showed him all the mail. He said it wasn't what he wanted. Gave him a hug. Then he left.
Is he still working at Burger King still?
No, he quit.
Where is he working now?
I don't know. A different factory.
A different factory?
Yeah. It might be a cookie factory, but I don't know.
How are you homeless if you're working at a cookie factory?
I don't know. Ask him, because he doesn't want to help himself.
Your mother takes way too much child support, but we'll move on.
That's probably true, too.
Yeah.
But, well, actually, I don't even... I think
you made your father homeless.
I didn't make my father homeless. It wasn't
How's
my
it make
fault.
You feel?
It wasn't my fault.
All right, we'll move on.
There's ways that he could survive. Just get a, what you call it? A hotel or something.
Well, if you can't afford it, Miranda.
Go to a homeless shelter.
Is there one around here?
I think so.
I don't know.
Or there's, that old people's place.
Yeah, the old people, not the homeless people. There's a difference.
Yeah, but they go based
or
off
all,
of, or, income.
There's also a wait list.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Okay, so next one. 8 people were killed in the London beer flood of 1814.
Well, they were drinking. They deserved it.
There was a beer flood. Like, the factory, I guess, combusted. Well, burst out of the factory.
Well.
And flooded the streets.
At least they enjoyed the beer.
What if it was nasty beer?
They probably got drunk before they died.
I don't think you're getting drunk. Like, if it was, like, Natty Light, I would be fucking pissed. Could you give me nothing good?
Well, if it's a beer factory, I'm sure they try to drink some of it before they actually drown.
What if it was kids, Miranda?
Why would kids be drinking, be working at a beer factory?
Miranda, it busted out through the streets of London.
Oh. Well...
Why are people working at a factory drinking? That's the question.
I was thinking the factory was making the beer.
The factory is making the beer.
Well, then the beer people are...
And besides, it's 1814, so kids are working there.
And?
So there you go.
Okay, so the kids are dying because they're drinking beer and they made it explode.
I don't think they did that.
No.
I didn't really
research
it.
It was 1800s.
1814,
yes,
to be exact.
1800s.
But yeah, no, I'm going... I don't know. I didn't research it that much. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think you'd be asking so many questions about if kids are drinking beer or not.
I'm glad we did this.
Yes.
Topic.
Yes. Well, there's one more.
Yes. I'm still thankful we did this topic.
Why?
Because now I know how to get people...
Don't say anything that they might use in court later.
Okay, next.
Speaking of court, though, this last one is an American lawyer, Clement Vandergaham, shot himself in the courtroom in 1871 while showing the jury how his client, alleged murder victim, has actually shot himself.
So the dude was trying to help the dude that shot himself by actually shooting himself.
I thought this was how the client's alleged murder victim had actually shot himself. So it was the dude representing the dude that was on trial for, you know, murder. The lawyer committed suicide in front of everyone to show how the dude couldn't have shot him.
Couldn't have shot him?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess. That one was a confusing one, but, you know, he died trying to prove a point.
I mean... Did he win?
I did not look that up.
You should have looked that part up.
Well, that was
about
like 1871. I didn't think it was.
If he won.
I'm going to say
he
won.
He did a good job.
I think he won.
He did a good job then.
We're going to say he won. I don't even know how the case worked out, but he won.
We should applaud him.
I'm not going to. Why?
Because he won his case. What is the best way to win the case?
Kill yourself.
Show them that.
Show them suicide.
Show them what could
have
happened. Have
you guys seen a suicide in real life?
This is what actually happened. And then they are all already know what happened. Like, you can't lose, I feel like.
All right. Oh, man. But you know what's really messed up, Miranda?
What?
This guy who got bitten in the balls by a snake who didn't die.
Bit in the balls by a snake?
Yes.
Did
he did not die.
Didn't?
No, he did not. He got bit by a boa constrictor trying to take a shit.
Ooh. That's
yes.
Why you always gotta look inside the toilet before you use the restroom.
Well, apparently the snake that's native to Asia entered the toilet at the man's home in Austria.
Sounds like something from Snakes on the Plane.
That reminded me of that. But yeah, he was 65 years old, and the snake bit him while he was sitting on the toilet. I'm going to say, you know, taking a shit.
Do you think he could actually gone in there?
What do you mean?
In his butthole?
No, it's a boa constrictor. So, no, he wouldn't have fit in the butthole.
It'd be more exciting if he could have.
What, you want to see the snake go up the butthole?
It'd be one interesting story. How did your grandpa die? The snake went up his butthole.
It's like snake went up the asshole.
But in my grandpa's story, yeah, he just fell and couldn't get back up.
But you know, he got bit in the balls with the boa constrictor. But what happened was it escaped from his neighbor's apartment, who owns a lot of reptiles. Ooh. And apparently he has a reputation for not taking care of the reptiles like he should.
It's where you move. Yeah. You move when you find that out.
Yeah, well, yeah, now we know that, you know, we gotta move. But yeah, apparently they took the snake and suicide by cops with the snake.
Suicide?
By cop with the snake.
What?
The snake committed suicide by cop.
The snake committed suicide?
By cop.
What do you mean?
That means cop killed him.
That doesn't mean the snake committed suicide.
That's what the report will say.
That sounds stupid, though.
That's what the report will say. Welcome to the legal system, Miranda.
That sounds stupid. You... Suicide, you're killing yourself.
Fucking nah. Head cut off.
Wouldn't it be homicide?
Nope, suicide by cop.
It should be homicide.
Nah.
Yeah.
Don't tell the cops how to do their job.
No, I'm telling the writer how to do his job.
I made that up, Miranda. I think they did kill the snake.
Okay, but it still would be homicide, not suicide.
I made that joke. Apparently you did not get the joke. It would be suicide by cop.
Homicide.
Ah.
Yeah.
See what happens is the cop kills it. It's like, oh, damn, killed itself. The head's cut off, sir. Don't know how it happened. Walked in. Bam. Head cut off.
That's easy. Just take the tail and then whack it. Right in between perfectly from the head between its body.
I don't think that's how cutting the head off will work. I don't think their tails are strong enough.
The snake, what do you expect?
But this boa constrictor can get up to 30 feet in length.
Ew.
Yeah. So, imagine 30 feet going up your asshole, Miranda. Do you saw this snake up your asshole?
I do not want anything that long up there.
Apparently, there is, I forgot where I read it, but there is people who actually sit there and get aroused by snakes, and they, you know, they do foreplay, stuff like that with snakes. Like, they sit there and, you know, they go la, 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 inside the woman.
Ew.
Yeah, you know, they like that pussy.
Not with the snake.
With the snake.
Not with the snake.
Oh, the snake's there.
I can't do it with the snake. No. I just grew up.
I like how the snake's the deal breaker.
Yes. The snake's very much the deal
breaker. I don't feel that tongue. If the man has a broken penis, Marina, it's a snake to get you off.
No snake going up there.
Here's Rocky. Shoves her up your vagina.
Oh my goodness. The snake would just keep on going up.
I said to try to pull it out like a clown pulls out the little handkerchiefs, like, come, go, 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 go.
Then the tongue would still be going.
He's gonna clean your colon.
It's so gross.
He's gonna touch your kidneys. I think that would be a horrible story to tell people. I wouldn't tell people at that point. It's like, you know, nah, nothing happened.
Well, I mean, depends. Would the snake actually make you come?
I would imagine. I don't know. You're feeling the scales.
Well, I've been reading, like, most females don't come.
I don't know.
So, if the snakes are really good at the tongue, or...
Well, here's the thing. Like, you're going to feel the scales going up against everything.
Ew.
I mean, it's no worse than, like, what the dildo is that shoots eggs up you.
I've never
from our
tried
Weird Fetish episode, you guys should check that out.
I've never There's tried that plug, it, and Miranda. I don't want to try it.
There's that plug, Miranda.
Yes. Go watch it, sure.
Well, it's we can't weird. Watch it. It's audio only. Listen.
Okay, listen to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And listen to all the other episodes in our back catalog.
I hope.
Yeah, and all of them. Listen to them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
You should do that, because it has more weird conversations like this.
Oh, yeah, no, they get dirty.
It's not even dirty, it's just weird.
They're sexy.
No. No, it is not.
All right, Miranda, so what death would you like out of that list?
Probably being swung by a clown.
I'd rather be the Jew lawyer.
Can you imagine? Oh, how did your son die?
Got swung by a clown. I mean, that's what the people of John Wayne Gacy, well, who kids were murdered by John Wayne Gacy, had to say.
You might as well call it
Ronald McDonald?
Yeah.
Not McRonald.
I was getting there. I was trying to think of his name.
All right, Miranda. Tell them where to find you.
Okay, you can find us on Facebook.
What's the page, Miranda?
I was getting there. Random chat?
Randomness chat. Podcast.
Podcast. Yeah, I was
Yes, because there is already a group called Randomness Chat out there. It's a loser. Fucking made it.
Oh. Yeah, loser. Go to ours. Then.
Yeah, the podcast. It'll have our logo on it. You'll be able to tell.
Yeah.
That's where we get to do all our updates on episodes and, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And then if you want my personal, you can have...
It is 419.
No. No, you can't have that personal. No, you don't need to know who exactly I am.
I thought that was a good idea.
No. You cannot contact me through... phone.
Yeah, they contact you through Facebook Messenger, though.
No, Instagram.
No, through Facebook Messenger, through Randomness Chat Podcast.
Okay, yes, you can do that.
Yes.
Yes. You can do that, or Instagram, merpanda1001.
Alright, and then you can find me on Twitter at Joe Viock, and I promise you guys, someday I'll actually get on Twitter.
I don't got a Twitter, that thing's boring.
I'll get on it someday. And then I have a Twitch at RetroJ19. I promise someday I'll get on that one, too. I don't know when.
He's probably never going to get on them.
I want to. I kind of have an idea of what I want to do, because there are some ideas that we're trying to float around.
Just go to our Facebook page. That's probably the best bet.
Oh, yeah. To contact us, definitely Facebook page.
Yes.
But, you know what? We do have some cool incentives. Like, if we get just 2 more listeners by the end of the month, we're going to do a conspiracy theory episode. That one's going to be kind of fun.
We'll see.
Oh, no, it will be a lot of fun.
We'll see how fun it is compared to this one.
I think it'll be fun. I have the thing already typed up, ready to go.
This one was pretty fun for me.
Oh, yeah, no, this one's definitely fun. I think this is the smoothest one we've been through.
That's for sure.
I think it's going to take us like 40 episodes before we finally find our groove.
You got a baby. That's going to be hard.
No. We've been doing these last ones with the baby.
Yeah, because the baby actually sleeps. But sometimes you hear wah, wah. And
that's when I edit
stop.
The baby out.
Yeah, and that takes more time.
No, well, around 40 episodes, you know, we'll find our footing and we'll be good.
We've been doing this around 11, midnight, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we did that today because, you know, you wanted to eat.
I was hungry.
At 10 o'clock at night.
I was hungry.
Go to Taco Bell like the rest of us.
I'm not going to Taco Bell. I at least got to get something.
Trust me, Taco Bell's calling as soon as this is done.
Not for me. I'm probably going to sleep.
Okay, but yeah, no. If, like I was saying before I got rudely, you know, distracted by Miranda.
That is not my fault. When do I ever distract?
Two more listeners. So tell your friends, and we will do a conspiracy theory episode where we'll talk briefly about some conspiracy theories. And if it goes over well, we might do a lot more in the future with it.
Keep listening to find out.
Yes, and this is where you find out all the updates, because, you know, we're trying to do stuff right now. We're in the works of doing some cool things.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do some different things.
Sure.
And we definitely need your guys' help, and the best way to help us is... You don't know.
Listening?
I,
oh, wait, wait, following?
Yes! Woohoo!
Yay! And on...
Do you need me to take over?
Yes, probably.
So you follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. That's when you get notified of all of our future episodes. You can give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I almost said iTunes, but it's Apple Podcasts. So that way other people can start knowing about this podcast. And
I know there's Spotify.
Yes, we are on Spotify. Googs us on Google Podcasts. You know, we are on... a lot more different podcasts. If they don't want to sit there, it's like, you know what? I don't want to do all that big tech stuff. Type us in Google. It shows you everything we're on. Because we're on quite a few. I just looked this up like a few days ago, and we're on like something called Pocket Casts and stuff like that.
That's cool.
Yes, and we are in the works of big things coming up. Big things.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to, you know, get 2 more listeners. We'll do the conspiracy theory episode. We... are hoping to have, like, what, 50 listeners by the end of the year?
Sure.
Yeah, if we do a nice 50 by the end of the year, we're going to do a serial killer episode.
Yay.
And I already have some ideas. It's not going to be my old John Wayne Gacy or Ted Bundy, because, you know, everyone hears about them.
You mean...
Everyone does them.
No.
No Jeffrey Dahmer. Well, Ed Gein would be Leatherface. That one might be up for debate. I'm talking like Henry Lee Lucas, stuff like, you know, stuff that people don't listen to every day.
I don't know any of those. I just know they're fake names.
Those are real names, Miranda.
I know they're fake names, like Leatherface.
That's made off of different serial killers, not just one. But Ed Gein inspired that one. We might do Ed Gein so you can learn something.
I learn everything about these.
But yeah, please tell your friends. Whatever you do, do not force them into a basement and play our podcast over and over until they finally decide to.
I mean, you can do it.
If you do, just don't tell that you got the idea from us.
Yeah, just try to feed them and water them.
Or, you know, just play it like at your school. Like, we're going back to school, like, what, next month?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just take over the intercom system, hit play, and then just walk away.
Yeah, but then they might get in trouble, so you might as well just force people into your basement or your
shed. Let's not force people into our basements or sheds. Please don't give us that much.
He's only just...
All right, so that is Miranda Billman for the cops who want to know.
Handcuff them.
This is starting to sound a little sexy in here. Force them into your basement. Handcuff them down.
And then make sure they're fed and watered. You're all good, and then play.
What about kidnapping? That's charges, Miranda.
Yeah, but then we can get into the what you want to call it? The prisons.
Oh, well, I guess. Yeah, we can do interviews from there. No, we're not doing that, no. Just tell your friends, tell your family. Force people to listen to it next holiday.
That's no fun.
Legit, sit there, it's like, yeah, we're going to listen to this podcast, is it? And then I'll sit there, it's like, what the hell? And it's like, we're going to listen to randomness chat in the car while you're going on your trip. People are going to sit there, it's like, what the fuck's a randomness chat? It's like, well, you're about to find out. Buckle in, bitches. Hit play, and then just go.
Listen to me laugh.
Yeah. There's a lot of her laughing.
There is.
But yeah, you know what the episode next week is going to be, Miranda?
Me saying sorry a whole bunch.
Oh no, this is going to be after we're done here. We'll do our apologies. Don't worry. You got a lot of them. Next week's episode.
I got a lot of them. I always got a lot of them. Yes. Okay, what is it?
It's going to be the strangest relationships. There is some crazy ones, Miranda.
I know there's such thing as an open relationship.
No, I'm talking about like the crazy ones.
What do you mean by the crazy ones?
Like, you know, a father-daughter.
Ew.
Yeah, we're talking about that next week and how they were bumping bodies and got a daughter or a son.
Ew.
After we look it up, I didn't really, you know. And a woman in a wall. So.
And a wall?
And a wall. There's also, I think, a dummy in there, too. And some kind of fruit. I can't remember. But we'll figure it out all next week.
Interesting.
Yes. So, right, any take-backs, apologies? You have probably about three of them, so.
I want to apologize to grandpas.
Yes.
All
of them make fun of their dads.
Yeah. Probably clowns.
Clowns?
Yeah.
You think they get the bad rap?
I think I did a little bit of damage.
You did. You set them back another 3 years. Just when they got over that John Wayne Gacy. You just sat there like, nah.
Probably just say sorry to everything.
You say sorry for the whole episode you were in.
Yeah.
I want to apologize for having Miranda as a co-host.
Hey, no.
We're going to work on getting her better.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But we're going to try. We'll try something now.
Good luck.
Electroshock therapy.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not getting electrocuted.
That's a weird fetish that you can listen to.
Went through this. Go listen to it. I am not getting electrocuted.
There's a plug in there, Miranda. That's nice. Weird fetishes. That was like, what, 2 weeks ago? Yeah, 2 weeks ago?
It doesn't matter. I'm not getting electrocuted.
Yeah. And then go listen to the other episodes. And find out what else Miranda won't do.
I won't and will do a lot.
Okay, so with that, I think that's about it.
Yep.
Make sure. Oh, yeah, also, you can share us on Facebook. Yes.
Well, you already told them to share us everywhere else.
I said in the car while you're going on a trip, you said, like, people in their basement. I'm letting people know there's legal ways to do it.
Those ways are no fun.
All right, well, I think that is it. That is our time.
Have a nice day.
You guys have a nice week, and we will be back whenever you guys listen to us. We usually post them up Saturday morning. They're already posted, ready to go.
Yeah, we'll see how long that can last.
I think pretty while.
We came close a couple of times.
Yeah, but we're good. We're good. We got this.
Going on strong until I go to college.
Oh, no, we'll still be going on strong.
We're hoping so.
We'll record some. We'll record throughout the week.
All right, y'all have a nice one.
We are going to be here to stay.